Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Michigan Golf Podcast. And it's been about a week now. I think maybe a day over a week. I got to think if you're a regular listener, you're used to these episodes coming out on Tuesday, but I kind of pushed this one off of a hot second just till Wednesday, so I didn't leave you guys hanging for too long. But last time on the podcast, we talked the Masters, and I got to tell you guys, that was fun for me to kind of go back and just kind of talk about what was the November Masters, probably a once in a lifetime experience for us all, hopefully a once in a lifetime experience. And the listenership volume was through the roof, so you guys killed it when it came to last week's episode. And that was awesome to see. Super fun putting that out and sharing that with you guys. And I think if I remember right, I kind of left a few things kind of up in the air. I wanted to put some content out late last week, but I had some stuff going on, a little bit going on in the personal life, a little bit going on in the professional life, and last week just kind of came and went. And not to make excuses, I'll kind of divulge a little more detail here in a moment, but I just kind of wanted to get a few pieces in place prior to giving you guys some fresh content here. I had something in the works kind of behind the scenes that I'm pretty stoked about and was really hoping to get it kind of concrete before putting this podcast out. So that's what we did, and that's why we're here today. So I'm pretty stoked for this episode. Hope you guys are too. If you follow me on Instagram at gsmithgolf, I put out a little bit of kind of a teaser yesterday, just kind of hinting at what might be to come. I know a couple of people that I'm close with already know. They saw the teaser go out and they knew what was up, so I was stoked to get some messages from them. But again, before I divulge too many details here, we got a break for the ads, so let's grind it out through that. And once we do, when we get back, I'll kind of share what's new here in the Michigan Golf Podcast and what's to come. So again, hang tight. We'll be right back. Right on, guys. Welcome back, and thanks for tuning back in. Again, just the last couple episodes have gotten some great listenership, and it's been just a blast having you guys be a part of this podcast and watch it grow and kind of develop over the last few months. And as this podcast has grown and developed and changed, so has my golf game, so has my kind of perspective on things, inside the game of golf, outside the game of golf, and just kind of life path stuff. And before I get into that, I gotta tell you guys right now, I'm sitting here, again, an organic podcast. I kind of record these things on the fly. And as I mentioned in the intro, I was kind of waiting a bit until all the pieces of a particular piece fell into place. All the pieces of a particular piece. That's a new one. But anyway, I was kind of taking this right down to the wire. So I'm sitting here on a Tuesday afternoon recording this podcast to go live to you guys on Wednesday morning, and it's snowing. I have quite the accumulation here in my yard over on the lakeshore. And this is just Michigan. I mean, I know this isn't the Michigan weather podcast, but this pertains to this moment in this episode because just yesterday I was out practicing. I was out on the putting green at Kauffman, just kind of grinding it out and hitting some putts. I was downtown Grand Rapids for a few things, which I'll kind of touch on in a moment as well. Took the opportunity to buzz over to Kauffman. They've got a pretty cool driving range renovation going on, so I got to kind of check that out and see what was up there. And just hung out for a little bit and hit some putts. Sun was out, wind was down, so I just took advantage of that. And now here I am, less than 24 hours later, sitting under a blanket of snow out here. So it's just the ever-changing landscape that is Michigan. And if I'm not mistaken, by the time you guys are listening to this tomorrow, if you tune in first thing in the morning, maybe not. But I think tomorrow's high is 50. So what comes today will be gone tomorrow. But I don't know. That's just kind of Michigan for you, I guess. And maybe this kind of concludes the golf season. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. And then Christmas and New Year's right around the corner, but I mean it's pretty well wrapped up. But we might get a couple of bonus days, obviously, as I've kind of mentioned before, and I'm hoping to take full advantage of those. But again, with the season kind of wrapping up, I mentioned to you guys a while ago that I made a career change. I left the software industry, transitioned into another kind of focused area of human resources and stuff. And part of that job, part of that career path required me to get licensed. So that's what I was doing kind of last week. I put out the podcast for you guys following the Masters on Tuesday. And then I had my licensing exam on Monday this week. So I was cramming last week, just nosing the books and just taking all these this self-study stuff, online assessments, online quizzes, and just trying to make sure, because I had this licensing exam on Monday, and I wanted to make sure that this was the one and only moment that I was going to have to set foot in this testing center and grind this out. And so that's what I had Monday this week, and it was a grind. I'll tell you, without, I mean, again, this isn't the Michigan Testing Center podcast, but I just kind of, golly, I got in there, and it was 155, 160 questions. I had 2.5 hours to do it, and just immediately all the material that I was being tested over on Monday was not at all similar to what I was prepared kind of with and for through my online quizzes and pre-exam stuff. And but anyway, I got through it, I passed, so glad that monkey's off my back and onward and upward in the current career path. But career path, that's kind of what we're here to touch about a little bit. I mean, this is one of those where I kind of like want to be one of those dramatic guys that kind of just draws this out and makes you guys tune into an entire 30-40 minute episode before I actually finally divulge the details of what pieces I put into place and but I'm just going to cut it to the chase, because I mean, I'm stoked for it, I'm stoked to bring it to you guys, and I'm more than stoked to see where it goes. So long story short, I work for TaylorMade now, which is incredibly cool and I'm super pumped about. And so I've been going through this podcast, obviously, and I shared with you guys my transition from Titleist to TaylorMade, and ever since then, I've kind of taken on the role of self-proclaimed brand ambassador. But now I am officially on the payroll, which is a whole nother level and a whole nother experience. So again, I'm super stoked of kind of where this is going to go and what's to come. So how this transpired is, every once in a while, I've been in sales for a handful of years now, and I was in the golf industry for a long, long time prior to moving down to North Carolina. Got into sales, started in banking and finance, transitioned to payroll and HR, and all been good stuff. But I tell you what, this 2020, as crazy and wonky and whack as this year has been, it's kind of been a bit of a rebirth in my enthusiasm for the game, because the last couple of years have just kind of been a struggle competitively. Haven't played very well, decided to kind of turn to this podcast as a way to express different things, share it with anybody that wants to listen, and kind of go on this journey together with like-minded folks like you guys. So as the year's kind of come and gone, I've just kind of poured TaylorMade to you guys and just spoke highly of their equipment, the driver I've put in the bag, the irons, the wedges, the putters that I mess around with towards the end of the season. And so I'm just, every once in a while, I'm like, man, part of me would love to be back in the golf industry. I love this game. I love talking about it to you guys. And it's kind of where my passion's at, if that makes sense. And I'm pretty sure, I got to imagine that's pretty clear to a lot of the listeners. And so every once in a while, I'll jump on the PGA employment website. And so I happen to do this on Friday, November 13th. So this just sticks in my head because it's Friday the 13th, one of those kind of goofy days. But there was a job posted for the Grand Rapids area for TaylorMade for a lead tech rep position. And I thought, you know what, let's do it. Let's just smash that apply button, submit the resume, do what you need to do, and just kind of see what happens. So that's what I did. I've got my resume, outlines kind of my sales background and experience, my college experience, And then I have a golf resume that I kind of put together as well that outlines a little bit more of my playing background and things of that nature. And then I put together just a brief cover letter, but just sent it all in. And I was like, you know what? Worst case scenario, I don't hear back from anybody. And this is Friday the 13th. So I'm like, you know what? I'm sending it off and we'll just see where it goes. And Monday, so the following Monday, 14, 15, 16, Monday the 16th, I get an email from the sales rep at TaylorMade here in Michigan. And he says, hey, I got your resume and application. I'd like to chat. Have a few concerns kind of around your full-time job, but I'd like to kind of talk about that. So I said, shot him an email right back. And I said, absolutely. I think we can kind of cross that bridge together. Love to chat. Let's set up a time to talk. And then we went back and forth a little bit. And he ended up calling me last Friday. So last week, Friday, who cares what the date was, but gives me a call. We end up on the phone together for a half hour or so, just kind of talking through what the lead tech rep position is, kind of what his goal for the position looks like, and what's to kind of come. And we talked through kind of my current full-time employment, which is great, and TaylorMade is going to be super cool about it, because this position with TaylorMade is going to be part-time initially. Whatever it goes and what comes of it, who knows, but I think there's a great opportunity moving forward, and I'm just beyond excited to get my foot in the door. And that's what I expressed to him. I said, hey, you know what, I'm looking to get back in the golf industry in some capacity. It's what I love. I've been playing TaylorMade for a bit now. I love the products. I speak very highly of them. I told this guy about the podcast. I don't know if he's listened or not, but that's besides the point. And anyway, had a killer interview call on Friday last week. And at the end of the call, I mean, I would have thought it seemed like a great fit. And he said, just take the weekend, think about it, do any research, let me know if you have any questions, and let's reconnect on Monday. So I sent him a quick email on Monday just to follow up. And he calls me just after 4 p.m. on Monday afternoon and says, hey, I'd like to formally offer you the position. And without hesitation, I, of course, said yes. Any opportunity to get into the golf industry and get involved with a brand like TaylorMade that I absolutely love, speak very highly of, play their equipment, and love sharing it with you guys, and I'm stoked to share it with others. So I'm just, if you can't tell, I'm beyond excited to kind of be involved in this process. And again, it's part-time, very entry-level, but what I'm going to be doing, from what I understand, is I'm going to be traveling around the Grand Rapids area next spring and early summer, and being the lead tech rep for demo days, fitting days. So getting out at the Egypt Valleys or the Pilgrim's Run, or I think this guy said I might be over to Lansing, down towards Kalamazoo potentially in some capacity, over on the Lakeshore and the Muskegon, da 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 da. So be doing a little bit of traveling, getting on the road, taking just a truckload of equipment from TaylorMade out, setting up these fitting days, getting involved with people that are looking to engage and explore TaylorMade equipment, TaylorMade options. I'm going to be fitting them on TrackMan. We're going to be doing heads. We're going to be doing shafts. We're going to be doing everything. And so this is really exciting heading into the new year, because where the Michigan Golf Podcast goes kind of over this off season, I'm not entirely sure. As things kind of wind down, I've thought about exploring a couple of different topics and kind of bringing you guys some content in some capacity. But looking ahead to 2021, I think this is going to be awesome. Not just for me, but for you guys too, because the more knowledge I gain, the more experience I gain, and the more I get to get out in the field. And who knows, if you're a Michigan Golf Podcast listener, show up at one of these events. I mean, we'll get to meet in person. I'll get to kind of fit you guys for some TaylorMade equipment. We can talk more about that. Get on the track, man. Dial in your numbers. Hey, if we can improve your driving, whether it's distance, whether it's accuracy, if we can get you into a TaylorMade set of irons, you're looking for some new wedges, a putter, whatever it might be, I'm absolutely beyond excited to get some TaylorMade equipment in the hands of whoever wants to experience it. Because it's, you know, it's one of those things where they say, I mean, I don't know what they say. I don't know where I was going to go with that. But the equipment you play means a ton. You got to have the right stuff. I mean, I've put out episodes before about just getting fit and having the right equipment for your swing and for your game. And I cannot stress enough how vitally important it is. And I got to experience that firsthand, going in and getting fit for a driver shaft and getting that dialed in the capacity that I want it to. And so I'm just, again, looking forward to passing that along to you guys. So anybody that, whether you're a listener, whether you know somebody, I mean, if you want to come out next spring, check out TaylorMade and see what the new equipment is. The product launch is February of 2021, so we're going to have a ton of new stuff. And I'm going to get to experience all of that and then share it with you guys. So how cool is that? I mean, that's kind of exciting stuff. I mean, it's good stuff for me, good stuff for you, and hopefully good stuff for the Michigan Golf Podcast. But I'm also optimistic about where it goes in the future too. As we kind of got talking, the sales rep and I, Michigan's a huge state, obviously. This goes back to the roots of the Michigan Golf Podcast. And if you listen to the intro or kind of remember the early episodes, I stress the fact that although our season is short, there's no shortage of great golf to be played here. And that's very true. So The gentleman that's at TaylorMade that's going to be overseeing me, he's newer to the organization, not newer to golf, and not new to the manufacturer space, but he knows, he recognizes that Michigan has more golf courses and more grassroots facilities than one guy can touch. And so we kind of talked about career development and potential for growth, and he said as time goes on, if things go well, which assuming they do, he's going to end up having to kind of pawn off some of the accounts onto somebody, because he's not going to be able to be everywhere all the time. And so just kind of getting into clubhouses, getting into pro shops, getting into distributors, making sure TaylorMade equipment is stocked, making sure the employees are knowledgeable and promoting the products in the right way, stuff like that. And so any opportunity, again, for me personally to get back involved and get invested in the game with a manufacturer and representing equipment that I love is just something that excites the heck out of me. I think I've said that like 7 times already this episode. So if you can't tell by now, I'm going to try to minimize the use of the word excitement and stoked for the remainder of the episode. But either way, I've just been kind of chomping at the bit to see what I did there. Chomping at the bit. It's instead of excited or stoked. So anyway, had all those pieces kind of lining up, wanted to get them in place because I wanted to share this news with you. And I'm just so glad that everything did. Again, so glad. Synonym for stoked, excited. But everything kind of fell together and I get to bring it to you guys. So that's a bulk of what I wanted to share today. That's kind of the big news. And I'm going to continue my full-time job, of course, because that's going well. Obviously, I just shared with you guys that I just got licensed, so I can actually do my job in its fullest capacity. So that's awesome. But I'm also going to be kind of dovetailing into the golf industry and representing TaylorMade. So if you have any questions, if you have any interest in the product, if you have anything, I'm going to be spending the next couple of weeks kind of brushing up my skills on everything that is TaylorMade, everything that is TrackMan, and just seeing what the kind of training is as I kind of get involved in this new opportunity. I've gone through, I don't know if I mentioned to you guys before, but TrackMan, ball flight laws, huge stuff, awesome stuff. So totally free too. So if you've got some spare time during the off season, I feel like I might've said this before on a previous episode, but jump on TrackMan.com, go to their website, or just jump on the Google, search TrackMan University and sign up. It's a ton of learning material. There's videos, there's some interactive content, and you can go through the entire TrackMan University experience without paying a dime, and unless you want to get certified or licensed as a TrackMan dealer, representative, I don't know what they call it, but I didn't do that. But you can learn a heck of a lot. So you can learn a whole lot about everything that is ball flight laws. And whether you're looking to better yourself, better your, well, I don't know how many people want to better their buddies or their competition, but if you also host a golf podcast and want to talk about ball flight laws, how people hit the ball straight, how people don't hit the ball straight, and things of that nature, check out TrackMan University. It's a super cool experience on their website. Again, totally free. So I went through that about a year or so ago when I was interviewing with TrackMan, and I'm going to definitely be revisiting it as I'm pretty well versed in the TrackMan experience. I know what I'm doing. I know what to look for. I understand the ball flight law is enough, but it's always good to kind of brush up on the skills, because dynamic loft, lie angles, side spin, strike points, all that stuff. I mean, it's insane how much data you get from a TrackMan. So I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping, again, I don't know what this new position with TaylorMade is totally going to entail. I don't know how much access I'm going to have to all of this stuff on a regular basis, but if I do have the opportunity to utilize TrackMan, not just in the fitting sense and in at these TaylorMade sponsored events, but kind of in another capacity where I can utilize it to, again, expand my knowledge and bring more stuff to you guys, that's awesome. Maybe that's a privilege I'll have, maybe it's not, and only time will tell. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell. And I don't know. I mean, if you guys, again, if you follow me on Instagram at gsmithgolf, I'm sure we're going to have a ton of content coming there and just kind of promoting different things. But just really excited for the growth opportunity here. Without going into the 60-second infomercial that I usually do about Orgain. Between partnering with Orgain, now working for TaylorMade, I'm really seeing things trending in a solid direction, not just for me personally, but for me professionally and what I can bring to you guys. So I appreciate the listenership. I mean, you guys are awesome. You guys have been, again, hitting me with a ton of questions. You've been hitting me up on Instagram. The messages have been awesome. The engagement is exactly what I was looking for when starting this podcast. So looking ahead, what are you guys doing this winter? Working on the fundamentals. I got a couple of things. I mentioned to you guys in the last episode, I had a swing consultant kind of come in and take a look at some swing video with me and give me some pretty awesome direction moving forward. So a few things that I already knew that I needed to work on and knew that I wanted to work on, but just having a second set of eyes kind of reaffirmed everything. And then we got talking about a couple of drills and a specific training aid that I'm starting to use, which I'm seeing already immediate results. I got this training aid that he kind of recommended I check out. And I'm not a huge training aid guy, but I might do an episode on training aids because there's a few that I do enjoy and a few that I do use pretty religiously. One for putting, one for the full swing, a couple for the full swing. And they've been immensely helpful to me, but this new one that I'm kind of working with is, it's new to me, old in the training aid industry kind of landscape, but hugely beneficial. I've been using it pretty regularly for about a week or so now and took some swing video yesterday before all the snow fell, and I'm pretty impressed. It's a training aid that I can use while I swing, so it gives me all the feels of where I need to be and what I need to be doing while having the real life application of hitting a golf ball and seeing the results. And so that for me is awesome. I love that stuff. And so I'm gonna be doing that. It's reading season. I get into books this time of year. So I started, again, another oldie but goodie, Golf is Not a Game of Perfect by Dr. Bob Rotella. So if you have read that, awesome. If you haven't, it's one of my favorites. I read it every so often. I wouldn't say once a year, but I at least open it once a year. It's got so, my book has so many highlights and so many notes through it that it's incredible. And it's just one of those things where during the winter months, if you have the luxury of using a simulator or getting some full swings in indoors or whatever kind of that might look like for you, awesome. But if you don't, this is a great time to work on the mental game. And Dr. Bob Rotella is one of the best. Him and Dr. David Cook are my two absolute favorites. And I've got some audio stuff from Dr. David Cook, which is awesome. My wife drives her nuts. Occasionally we'll be in the car together, and I've been in the car before she has or since she has, and she has been with me, and I'll fire it up, and all of a sudden Dr. David Cook's blaring across the audio because I've got his CD in there. And yeah, compact disc. I know I still sometimes utilize some ancient technology, if you can call compact discs ancient technology, but Dr. David Cook is awesome. He's got a lot of great concepts, a lot of great ideas, and I think he is just an invaluable resource for the mental game and kind of changing your perspective on golf and yourself as a player, especially if you're playing competitive in any capacity. Again, I've said it before, whether it's just trying to beat your buddies on the weekend or you're playing in corporate events and outings, stuff like that, or if you're playing locally on a competitive level and trying to pursue that. It's Dr. David Cook's got some good stuff. Dr. Bob Rotella has some great stuff. Those are kind of my two go-tos as far as golf psychology goes. I want to save kind of diving in a little deeper for future episodes because, again, I did start reading Golf is Not a Game of Perfect again just recently. I read a book. What is it called? Gosh, it's an old one. I found it on eBay and pretty excited to read it. It's by Bobby Jones and O.B. Keeler. So it's kind of an autobiography experience with Bobby Jones. It was published a long, long time ago, and kind of part autobiography, part tips and tricks kind of stuff. And from what I gather anyway, I looked it up online, and I wish I could remember the title. I just ordered it yesterday, and I'm really excited to get it because it's just interesting to me. I mean, golf is a game. I mean, it's a game we can play for our lifetime, and the history of the game is fascinating, where it came from, where it's gone, where it's going. It's all fascinating stuff. And so Bobby Jones, obviously a player well before my time, but any opportunity I can get to go back in time and kind of hear some kind of words of wisdom and some knowledge and expertise of one of golf's greatest players. I mean, you can't ignore Bobby Jones. I mean, I think he falls in, other than being a professional, I mean, he's the greatest amateur ever, and I put him right in the same category as, maybe he doesn't have the same career accomplishments and the same capacity, but as far as history goes, Bobby Jones, Walter Hagen, Jack Nicklaus, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, I mean, he's right there. And you can't talk the Masters and you can't think about the Masters without thinking about Bobby Jones. I mean, Augusta National is his baby. So excited to get that book in the mail, read that one too, probably maybe bring some stuff from that to you guys. I swear I say this all the time, I want to put out fitness and nutrition stuff, and I do, I just never really know where to go. I know what I do, and I just don't know how to kind of communicate that to people over the podcast to maybe help you guys out. That's one that for me, because I don't have a whole lot of knowledge and a whole lot of background in fitness and nutrition. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, but not enough to really feel like I'm putting out quality content for the masses. So that one can't be as organic. And so all of these podcasts where I just have a concept, have an idea, have a thought, sit down, smash that record button and go, I can't do that with fitness and nutrition, because I got to be more dialed in. I got to have more specifics. I got to kind of give you guys some direction. Otherwise, it's going to be X number of minutes of me rambling. And if you guys like to listen to that, awesome. If you don't, I totally get that. One of the guys, you know what, I'm just going to put this out there. Derek, man, he's been on the podcast. He's the guy that he's the NASCAR fan. Go back countless episodes ago to where I've had him on. He's the newbie that we're getting back into the game, and we got him and his XPCs out. He's an avid listener to the Michigan Golf Podcast, and every week, whether it comes out on Tuesday, whether it comes out on Thursday, whether it comes out on Friday, he's hitting that play button, and he'll always send me a text and just say, hey, we got a group text going with a couple of us, and he'll hit it, and can't wait to listen to that buttery voice of Garrett Smith on the Michigan Golf Podcast. And you know, Derek, as cheesy and as corny as that is, man, I love it, dude. So if you're in the car and if my voice puts you to sleep, if it lulls you into a sense of security, whatever it might be, I mean, buttery, that's an adjective unlike any other. So good stuff from Derek, as always. I want to get him back on the podcast. I feel like ever since I've kind of gotten into this work from home experience and no longer in the office at my previous employer, I don't have guests on the pod. I need to get more people on here, because again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, as much as you guys probably like listening to me, I'm sure you'd be stoked to actually listen to other people, and because other people have other opinions and other thoughts, and podcasts can be conversational. Unfortunately, I don't have the reach to talk to a ton of people that are maybe PGA Tour, mini tour coaches, players, resources of that sort. I know some guys that put out these kind of podcasts do have that kind of reach. At the moment, I don't. But I do have a handful of guys that I could get on here and at least make it conversational. Paul, he's a decent player in and of himself. And if he wasn't hunkered down at home and I wasn't hunkered down at home and we could get something together, maybe I could get him back on and we could kind of lull you guys to sleep with the two of us. I don't know. Just trying to figure out where to go next. Again, how to expand the Michigan Golf Podcast, how to bring more to you guys and make this kind of a cooler experience. But I'll brainstorm that on my own. I don't need to brainstorm that on my own at your expense or to your guys' time. So anyway, brief episode this week. Again, just wanted to share the TaylorMade excitement. Myself kind of partnering with them and joining Team TaylorMade in a more realistic capacity than just self-proclaimed brand ambassador. So I think there's some awesome stuff to come. Really looking forward to sharing the process with you guys. I'm going to be getting into training. And as training comes, I mean, I'm sure that's going to drum up some pretty awesome content and stuff I can share with you guys. But until then, I mean, just enjoy. I mean, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. This is coming to you guys live on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're all going to be kind of hunkering down, just smashing that turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, unless you're vegan or vegetarian, then I've got some alternatives. But my wife and I, we're primarily plant-based, so I think we're going to my parents' house for at least part of a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not sure what time, but we'll go and enjoy some time with family. I know I shouldn't say that out loud. It's kind of frowned upon. Please, nobody call the Michigan State Police. I saw an article on MLive talking about how that they're not likely to raid your Thanksgiving dinner, but they could knock on your door. So I'm not going to tell you where my parents live, though. So even though I tell you I'm going there, I'm not going to tell you where it's at. And yeah, just enjoy the holiday. It's Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with family. Enjoy the time with friends. Be safe. Be smart. Stay COVID-free. All that good fun jazz. And I'm going to keep the brainstorming rolling. So next week, we'll kind of deliver maybe a little something more as far as content goes and stuff. But again, just sharing the update with you guys. Team TaylorMade all the way, moving forward. So again, a lot of you guys have already reached out to me before with just TaylorMade questions and kind of gotten on the bandwagon and just engaged with me in kind of the product search and exploration that I've been on. And that's been super awesome. I know a lot of you guys have been trying some TaylorMade stuff that I absolutely love. So as I gain more knowledge, I'm going to bring it to you guys. And again, as listeners, next spring, next April, May, June, July, when I'm out at fitting events, I'll be sure to be bringing it to you guys. And if you guys want to show up, awesome. Let's get you fit for some TaylorMade stuff. Let's get you on the track, man. Let's check the numbers and let's get you dialed in, because the better we can do for you, the better we can do for everybody, I think. And so, I want to beat my buddies. I want you guys to beat your buddies too. So let's enjoy the game together. But until then, again, have a good rest of the week. Have a good holiday weekend, and we'll catch up with you guys next week.